Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a dark side old school DNB and jungle arrangement in Ableton Live 12, with a real focus on how the effects, edits, and transitions turn a raw breakbeat into something that actually feels like a finished tune. The goal here is not just to make a loop that bangs for 8 bars. We're going to shape a proper section that feels like it could live in a DJ set. Chopped break energy, dubby tension, a sub that hits deep, and a gritty mid bass that steps in and out of the drums without overcrowding them. Set your project up at 170 BPM, in 4/4. That tempo sits right in that classic jungle and old-school DNB zone. Then build a simple track layout so you stay organized from the start. You want something like drum break, kick layer, snare layer, sub bass, mid bass or res, atmosphere, effects returns, and impact or transition. Group the drums into a drum bus and the bass elements into a bass bus. That makes the arrangement and automation way easier later on. Also, leave yourself headroom. On the master, aim for rough peaks around -6 dB. Don't slam everything too early. A lot of people get excited, push the level too hard, and then wonder why the tune feels smashed before the arrangement even starts moving. Give the track space to breathe. Now, the first real priority is the breakbeat. In jungle and darker DNB, the break is the identity. If the break isn't working, the whole tune feels shaky. Drag in a classic break or build one by chopping a break sample. If you need to stretch it, use warping carefully. Keep the transients sharp. If the break already sits close to the tempo, you often want it to feel natural rather than overprocessed. A good old-school jungle edit usually has strong snare hits on 2 and 4, with ghost notes around them. Those little extra hits before or after the snare are what make the groove feel alive. Don't be afraid to leave some imperfection in there too. Tiny timing variations, uneven velocities, and chopped tails can add character as long as the rhythm still locks. If you're using slice to new MIDI track or simpler in slice mode, that's perfect for this style. Trigger the individual hits from MIDI and vary the velocity a bit. That gives the break a more human, unruly feel. Then add drum bus on the break group. Try a little drive, a bit of boom if the kick energy needs weight, and some transient boost if the break needs more snap. You want attitude, not total destruction. Old-school DNB hits hard because of rhythm and texture, not because everything is flattened into the floor. Next, shape the drum effects chain. A simple starting point is EQ8, drum bus, saturator, and maybe a light glue compressor. High-pass the break group around 30 to 40 Hz to clear any unnecessary rumble. Add some soft clip drive on the saturator for dirt, and if you use glue compressor, keep it subtle. We're talking just a little bit of glue, not the kind of heavy squashing that makes the break lose its punch. Here's a useful trick. Create a parallel dirt layer. Duplicate the break to a return or another track and crunch it harder with Redux, Overdrive, or Pedal. Then tuck it underneath the clean break. That gives the drums grit and density without destroying the transient clarity of the main break. This is one of those classic sounds bigger but still read clearly moves. Now let's build the bass, and this is where the dark side vibe really starts to show itself. In this style, bass usually works best as two separate jobs. First, you have the sub, which carries the weight. Second, you have the mid-bass, or res, which brings movement and tension. For the sub, use operator with a sine wave. Keep it mono with utility. Keep it simple, don't overcomplicate the notes. Usually, the sub should answer the kick and snare, not fight them. You want it to sit underneath the break like a pressure system, not a melody that demands attention. For the res or mid bass, use wave-eatable or analog. To tune the oscillator slightly, add a bit of chorus or width carefully, and keep the top end under control so it doesn't get harsh. A darker res can sit somewhere around 150 to 600 Hz depending on the tone you want. Add some saturation for grit, and automate the filter cutoff a little, so the bass feels like it's breathing through the phrase. This is where arrangement psychology matters. Don't just write the bass continuously across the whole bar unless you want a more modern pressure roller style. For a more old-school jungle feel, use call and response. Let the break speak, then let the bass answer. For example, bar 1 might be mostly break and atmosphere. Bar 2 brings in a bass answer after the snare. Bar 3 uses longer bass notes. Bar 4 throws in a short bass stab before the phrase resets. That kind of phrasing creates movement without clutter. If the bass is too constant, it starts to blur the groove and cover the break. Leave some negative space. In DNB, silence and restraint can hit just as hard as a big note. A really solid arrangement move is to make an 8-bar loop, where the bass changes every couple of bars. So maybe bars 1 and 2 are simple sub pulses. Bars 3 and 4 add a gritty res note. Bars 5 and 6 pull back again, and bars 7 and 8 build tension with a bit more filter motion or send automation. That way the section evolves without feeling like it's trying too hard. Now let's talk atmosphere, because Darkside DNB needs space and mood. But the atmosphere should support the groove, not wash it out. Think vinyl noise, reversed ambient textures, a filtered pad, or even a field recording shaped into a dark bed. Put auto filter on the atmosphere and automate the cutoff. In the intro, keep it fairly closed. In a breakdown, open it wider so the space expands. Then, when the drop returns, close it back down so the drums hit with more impact. A restrained reverb or hybrid reverb works well here too. Keep the decay moderate, keep the high end dark, and don't overdo the wet level. The trick is to create distance, then pull that distance away right before the drop. That dry to wet contrast is powerful. Sometimes the biggest emotional shift isn't more reverb, it's actually removing the room for a beat and then bringing it back and right when the phrase lands. Now we add the transition effects that make the arrangement feel intentional. This is where a lot of DNB tracks either come alive or fall apart. You want reverse crashes into drops, short snare rolls, delay throws on a stab, impact hits at phrase starts, and maybe a downlifter into breakdowns. Use Ableton stock devices and automation to keep it clean. Delay throws are especially useful. Put a delay return on a send. Keep it mostly low or muted, and then automate a send only on the final hit of a 4-bar or 8-bar phrase. Let that last snare, stab, or crash spill into the next section. That gives the arrangement a real sense of direction. And here's a teacher-style tip. Align your effects with the snare cycle. In Dark Jungle, the snare is often the anchor. If the effects are sitting around that phrasing, they'll feel intentional instead of random. A lot of people design a great riser or reverse and then place it wherever there's space. Better approach, make the effects serve the drum phrasing. Now think in energy lanes, not just tracks. Ask yourself at any moment, what is carrying the groove right now? Is it the drums, the bass, the atmosphere, or the effects? If everything is active all at once, nothing feels important. The darker the tune, the more you want each lane to take turns speaking. Sometimes the smartest move is to mute one lane or thin it out so another one can hit harder. Let's arrange this into classic DNB phrase blocks. A really functional shape would be 16 bars intro, 8 bars build, 16 bars drop 1, 8 bars switch up, 8 bars breakdown, 16 bars drop 2, and 16 bars outro. That gives you a DJ-friendly structure and keeps the tune moving. For the intro, use filtered break material, atmosphere, and maybe a little hint of bass. Keep it mixable. If someone's trying to DJ this, they need enough structure to blend it properly. Then in the build, bring in snare fills, filter movement, and delay throws. On the first drop, let the full break and bass hit. The switch up is important. Don't just copy-paste the first drop and call it done. Change one or two things. Maybe a different break chop comes in. Maybe the bass rhythm changes for 4 bars. Maybe there's a 1-bar fill before the phrase resets. You can even automate a tiny tape stop style dip, or a brief vacuum, where the energy drops out for a moment. Then it slams back in. That contrast makes the second part feel composed, not just repeated. For the breakdown, don't completely kill the vibe unless you really want a full reset. In a lot of darker DNB, it's better to keep a reduced break or tiny percussion loop running under the atmosphere so the energy never fully collapses. That keeps the listener in motion. Then for the second drop, give it a roll change. Maybe more drum grit, a busier bass answer, a darker atmosphere, or a tighter break chop. You don't need a whole new sound palette. Just make the second section feel like an escalation. Before you wrap, do a mix check focused on low end and FX balance. Put the master or bass bus in mono using utility, and make sure the sub stays centered and solid. Under about 120 Hz, you really want mono stability. If the bass gets weak when summed to mono, reduce stereo widening in the low end. Keep any width for the mid bass only. Also check that the kick and sub are not fighting in exactly the same places. If the snare is getting masked, carve some space with EQ8, shorten the bass notes, or automate the bass down slightly in snare-heavy bars. If the break feels too sharp, tame the top end a little with EQ or soften it using drum bus or saturator. If the reverb is muddying the groove, darken it and shorten the decay. In DNB, clarity is power. A few final pro moves. Parallel dirt is always your friend. Automate bass filter movement, not just volume, because subtle cutoff shifts can create tension without extra notes. Use negative space. Sometimes the nastiest phrase is the one where the bass drops out for half a bar before coming back in. And think like a selector. If your intro and outro can mix cleanly, The tune instantly feels more usable and more professional. If you want to practice this properly, build a 16-bar Darkside DNB phrase from scratch. Start with one break, one mono sub, one res layer, and one atmosphere track. Automate a filter sweep on the atmosphere across the second half. Add reverse crash before the first drop and a delay throw at bar 8 or 16. Then make one switch up by muting the bass for half a bar and dropping in a drum fill. Bounce it and listen back in mono. The big takeaway here is simple. In jungle and Darkside DNB, the best effects are the ones that make the drums and bass hit harder, not just louder. Keep the break as your core, split the bass into sub and movement, use FX as punctuation, and arrange in clear phrase blocks. Do that, and you're not just making a loop, you're building a proper DNB section with real pressure, real motion, and that deep end of the rave energy.